937 of 949 seats filled in local elections. Fine Gael now on 242 seats. They've been overtaken by Fianna Fáil, who are on 244. Sinn Féin have 100 seats. Labour 56. Social Democrats 35. Green Party on 23. People Before Profit Solidarity on 13, Aintu on 8, Independence on 83, and Others on 33. So 12 seats yet to be filled in those elections. There are all recounts today in Navan, in Birr, in Killiney, Tullow and Newbridge, where three people are still in contention for one seat. Yesterday we heard from one of them, James Stokes, 18 years old, from a traveller background, who was just one vote away from being eliminated in the race for the last council seat in Newbridge. The Sinn Féin candidate had called for a recount, which then put him two votes ahead of Aintu candidate Melissa Byrne, also a first-time candidate. A full recount is taking place today, and we can speak now to Melissa Byrne of Aintu. Melissa, good afternoon. Thanks for taking our call today.
Oh, thanks so much for having me.
Nervy time for you, and you celebrated your birthday too.
I did indeed. It was my birthday, my 25th birthday yesterday. It is a nerve-wracking experience, but it's also quite exhilarating. And I think it's also been a brilliant sort of educational opportunity, even because we've had the first recount and now we're getting a second recount, even to have even more close attention on sort of where transfers are going and how that's kind of coming into play and the whole, you know, proportional representation.
Now, there's three of you in contention. The other person is independent, Tom McDonald. So what's your understanding of how close the three of you are now?
So currently James Stokes is two votes ahead of me, and then Tom McDonnell is about 60 votes ahead of the two of us. So it would really come down to where a lot of those transfers would go if myself or James are eliminated.
So are you depending upon, if one of you is eliminated, your transfers could benefit the other and you would overtake Tom McDonnell? Is that your thinking?
Exactly, yeah.
Are you all getting on?
We are. I think the count centre has kind of emptied out. So it's pretty much, it's just the Newbridge recount taking place now. So we're all kind of in the same communal spaces. And, you know, before we took the call there, we were out having sort of a coffee break and having chats between the lot of us. And I think it's kind of nice. It's definitely a nerve-wracking experience for everyone. And even as well, I think James has really, you know, been a gentleman throughout it. And even as well to, I think everyone can understand that situation where there's one or two votes in it, that everyone's going to be a little bit kind of on edge, but it's nice that we've all been friendly, I suppose.
We were talking to James yesterday. He's very young. It's unusual that somebody that young and from his background would run in an election. And sadly, it's still also the case that it's very unusual for young women to run in an election here. How have you found it?
Yeah, I mean, I think the one thing about running is, I suppose, I think sometimes with women is that we can underestimate ourselves and sometimes not really think, you know, I know initially when someone approached me about the idea of running, I was kind of like, oh, I don't know if that would for me, even though I was interested in my community and serving it. And I always had an interest in politics. But it's kind of one thing that happened to me during the campaign was we were out canvassing in an estate and there was this group of young girls and they were all kind of laughing and giggling. And one of them eventually came up to me and they said, you know, are you Melissa? And I said, yeah, I am. And they said, oh, we've seen your posters. And they all started laughing. And then they were like, oh, it's so cool. And there was something about that for me where, you know, and I have younger sisters too. So I think there is something about when women get the confidence. And even as well in Aintu, we have such a fantastic support network of women who really, you know, encourage each other and build upon one another. And that kind of support system, I think, encourages other women to get involved in politics and see that they have immense value that they bring to the table in the political sphere.
Well, listen, we wish you, James and Tom, all the best. You're at Punchestown Racecourse. I gather, unlike in Limerick, where the council elections are taking place, you're not under any real pressure because there's no race meeting scheduled for there tomorrow, is there?
And no, I don't believe so. So we're kind of we want it to be I wouldn't say excruciating, but you know, we also want everything. And to be fair to the count staff, like, I have to give them a big thanks as well, because they are very much taking their time and going through them. And you know, if we have a query or something, they've all been incredibly helpful. So we're not really under a rush here, under a significant pressure, I suppose.
Melissa Byrne of Punchestown, thank you.